We are really in the midst of the season of renewal. You know, the snow is finally gone and the grass is starting to green up and the birds are chirping and the buds are starting to show up on the trees. It's finally spring. You know, spring, of course, is a time of renewal. It's when nature renews itself and life begins again. The growth cycle of life begins again. Well, in the midst of this season of renewal, we can sometimes miss it. And I'm not just talking about the renewal out in nature. I'm not just talking about the renewal of the world. I'm talking about the renewal in ourselves. The renewal that God wants to do in us. Because we get too caught up in the past. We get too caught up in the things as we've always done it. We've always done it that way, you'll hear someone say. That our focus is on what happened then and how we did it then and how things were then. And instead, we don't recognize the renewal that's happening in our lives. In our first reading, we hear some words from the prophet Isaiah, which Mel Gibson actually put in Jesus' mouth, our Lord's mouth, in the movie The Passion of the Christ. Remember not the events of the past, the things of long ago consider not. See, I am doing something new. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Sometimes because we are so focused on the past, we miss the new things that God wants to do in our lives, that renewal that he wants to bring about in our lives, because God is constantly seeking that we renew our lives and come back to him. He's calling us back to him, calling us back to be renewed and purified and brought back to him. But we are sometimes unaware of that. And I think we're also unaware that the journey of a Christian life is, you know, that the Christian life is a journey. We are pilgrims on a journey. And we are either moving towards our Lord or we are moving away from him. We are either journeying towards him or we are journeying towards sin, towards the world, towards things other than God. And we are being called to come to him. As St. Paul says in the second reading, forgetting what lies behind, but straining forward to what lies ahead, I continue my pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. So we have this calling upward to Jesus, calling forward to Jesus, not being fixated on the past, not being stuck in the past. Because the fact is, we all have a past. We all have things we have done in our past, and some of those things are good. You know, we mark some of the good things in our past as birthdays and anniversaries and get-togethers with old friends and remembering what we did and all the joys we've had. And some of the things we've done in our past aren't so good. They're things that maybe we regret. There might be things in our past that are painful or hurtful. We probably have things in our past that we're ashamed of. We're ashamed that we did these things. They're transgressions that we have done that we just can't let go of because we hurt someone. Or maybe there is someone who transgressed us, who did something against us that we won't let go of, and we have a grudge against that person because they did something to us that was so hurtful or painful that we cannot forgive them or are unwilling to forgive them. With that past, we need to be willing to leave it in the past. And that's what our Lord did with this woman caught in adultery. Now, we don't know the circumstances by how she was caught, other than we are told she was caught in the act of adultery. But we know that she was brought before our Lord, and she was in sorrow for her sins. And so our Lord offered those beautiful words, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." Now, notice there are two parts to that statement. And we focus very heavily on the first, with good reason. We want to hear that from our Lord. Neither do I condemn you. But there's a second part that we sometimes forget. But let's look at these two parts. You know, the first part, neither do I condemn you. That's a statement of forgiveness of sins. He forgives her for her sins. That he bestows his divine mercy upon her, that regardless of what she's done in the past, it is gone, it is forgiven. But then there's the second part. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore. Don't assume that this forgiveness means you can fall back into sin, that we can keep sinning and keep being forgiven. We need to have a resolution. We need to resolve that we will not sin again. When we go to the sacrament of confession and receive that forgiveness from God, part of that is that act of contrition where we say that we resolve to sin no more. And yes, we know we're going to sin again. We know we're going to fall into sin. But we still need to have that act of saying, I do not want to sin again. I want to avoid sin in the future. That is what our Lord is calling her to. That this forgiveness is not unconditional. There is a condition. Don't seek to sin again. Don't presume on that forgiveness. That forgiveness should lead to a change of heart. It should lead to something new in our lives, a desire to go and sin no more. Unfortunately, we can sometimes get trapped by sin. Sin can trap us. It's one of the devil's tricks to trap us, is one of two ways, kind of extremes, if you will. The first extreme is to sit there and despair of God's mercy. To say that, oh, God will never forgive me, so I'm just not even going to seek it. The other trap is to say, well, I haven't done anything that needs to be forgiven. I haven't sinned. Both of those are traps. Both of those keep us from God. Because there's a middle ground that God wants to forgive us regardless of what we have done. But we have to recognize our sin and resolve to sin no more. There is a middle ground between there that we need to seek. So the question for us is, are we open to God doing something new in our lives, or are we going to stay stuck in the past? Because God doing something new in our lives leads to salvation. The past just leads to the past. It doesn't lead anywhere. But when we seek his forgiveness, God will do something new in us.